Blog Talk Radio.
Dark Child, yeah.
The sex is good, you had my mind,
and I
let you come back every time.
You were
violated and crossed the line,
and you
knew that I would be the type to always wait so patiently,
thinking
you was coming home to me.
Well,
damn, I never heard the keys or felt your taps in all your sleep.
The
sex is good, you had my mind,
and I
let you come back every time.
You were
violated and crossed the line,
and you
knew that I would be the type to always wait so patiently,
thinking
you was coming home to me.
Well,
damn, I never heard the keys or felt your taps in all your
sleep.
Time for
time.
Oh,
What's Gucci? You already know what it is. It's the kid in the building. Welcome to my world of green. I so appreciate having you here with me in my building. Just left Podbean. Shout out to everybody who tuned in over there. Definitely appreciate you. Got a lot going on, man. A lot going on. So Podbean. Discussed if you were ever touched as a child or an adult, either or. We, you know, having a talk about that. And I really didn't cover everything I wanted to cover with that, but that was the topic. And I'll say over here what I said over there. If that was the situation or if that's ever been your situation, it's not your fault. It's life, how your cards were dealt. So don't use that as an excuse to keep yourself down. Stay built up, prayed up, focused, ready at all times for anything and everything. As long as you believe, then you can know with confidence that he got you, no matter what. And for those who say, well, why he didn't have me then? Well, things happen. And sometimes the cards you dealt, you're not always ready to play the hand when you get the cards. No. I can't explain what he does. You're not supposed to ask questions. Just supposed to deal with what comes to you the best you can. And I personally apologize for the people who have to deal with some of the heinous acts that happens in this world. It's very unfortunate. But tonight, over here in Blog Talk, I wanted to speak on domestic violence. And, you know, sometimes people deal with, it's like borderline domestic violence. The relationship's so toxic, you know, they don't even recognize that that's exactly what they're dealing with. I mean, I don't know, are y'all arguing and fighting on a regular basis? Knocked down. I know some couples who have really, like, knocked down walls. They fighting for real, like, and it's normal to them. Maybe normal to you, but it's not a normal, healthy situation. You're in a situation where every time you get in a disagreement, she got to put her hands on you. She's jumping in your face, or she's things to antagonize you because she figured, hey, he ain't gonna hit me. Or are you doing things in her mind that's antagonizing her, like maybe talking to other women, coming home late, not handling what she feels is necessary to be handled in the home? Some women are physically violent. Not just the men. It's really not. So I wanted to discuss that tonight, and what are some of the things that you probably need to look for if you're in that type of environment, if you're having that type of toxic situation. Shout out to everybody tuned in. I see everybody in the building. Definitely appreciate everybody coming over here from over there. I need y'all in my life. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. And I'm glad that if I don't touch one person here, I touch somebody in the world. That's fine. I realize what my purpose is, so I'll make sure I'm here for you guys as often as I can be. And it's a lot of topics that, you know, I shy away from because I know that they're sticky topics. But we in season 9, child. So we already know each other. And y'all know what it's hitting for. So I feel like some of these deep, hard topics need to be touched and spoken on. And hopefully the people with courage will show their courage during the show and speak up on these topics. And understand, as much as I speak on a topic, it's just as much as I don't judge. This is a no judgment zone. I don't say that often, but it's not. I'm not here to judge you and your situation and your family, and I'm only here to educate. Each one teach one. I'm only here to pass knowledge on. I do research before I have these shows on the topics that I feel that I can help someone with. I'm not just talking out my ass. I'm doing research before I give you the knowledge in these things. And I feel like domestic violence is a very big subject, and it's also a situation that a lot of people just push under the rug. Fighting and arguing with your significant other to the point where y'all throwing shit at each other, y'all breaking each other's electronics. You fighting in front of the kids. You choking him. You scratching him. He choking you. You might not want to use those words. You might not like the statement, but that's domestic violence. I'll show you how. Because if somebody, an authority figure, see you do those same actions in the street, both of y'all going to jail. If whatever actions you're doing at home, if you have to do it behind closed doors because you know if you did it in the street where your ass would end up, then you're the people I'm talking to. You got to get your shit together, okay? Both of you. You have to come to a medium where you have to understand we are getting violent. Okay? It's going too far. Be grown enough to know when to walk away. And I don't mean walk away for a couple of hours, because when it gets to the domestic violence level, walking away for a couple of hours is not the answer. You won't have to just walk away. Period. Now, I don't know if you know this, but there's actually 7 types of domestic violence. Seven types. So there's sexual abuse, there's verbal abuse, there's emotional abuse, there's social abuse, there's financial abuse, technological abuse. Hold on. Where did that go? Abuse. Okay. That's it. What's that one? Yeah. And so, let me do the first one real quick, and then we're going to go back to some music, and then we're going to get further deep in this. So, all right, yeah. So in recent years, domestic violence and domestic violence abuse has become a topical issue. So the Me Too movement has shed light on sexual and domestic abuse in the last few years, making us see that such violations are more common than we realize. Unfortunately, for various reasons, not all victims realize that they're in an abusive relationship. The first step to getting out of an abusive relationship is to acknowledge that you're in one. Now, domestic violence is any pattern of behavior that controls, manipulates, harasses, and harms a person. It comes in a variety of ways. So I'm going to walk you through 7 steps of domestic violence and how to recognize them. And I'm going to just hope that when we get through, if you are experiencing any of these things or you're going through this, that I'm able to shed some light on how you can walk away from it. We're going to go back to the music. This is Boss Hogg and Mr. Raw. We be back.
What you have now, what you have now, what you have pleasure to experience, pleasure to experience, pleasure to experience. The Mr. Raw, the Mr. Raw, his will collab, his will collab, his will collab. Hey. Hey yo, it's Mr. Raw flashing, chillin' like Aspen, with the union blasting, I'm looking for some action. You know, with Boss Hizzle playing shoddy, looking for some hotties. Throw up to you when you see baby. Us chillin' in the party. Bound to get naughty if your shorties are nasty, but if you ain't down with the program, quickly go past me. Don't ask me to buy you a drink at the bar.
What?
Who you think you are? A star? You can play quick like a guitar. Mr. Raw's here to make it clear. Cause what you hear to you,
holla.
You know we up in here, Major Q, you reppin',
Queen,
definitely hot steppin',
fire,
poppin' bottles and spendin' cash in the VIP section,
you know,
and when it comes to protection, nothing less than Smith and Wesson is my choice of weapon, and if not, we can take it back,
that's right,
place us in the ring, every knuckle game is right.
It's Mr. H.O. Dizzle, my nizzle, why get it crackin'? You other niggas actin', we livin' what we be rappin'. Gifted with my word, so I'm snatchin' them when I'm cappin'. Stackin' so much paper, my rubber band keep on snappin'. Lyrics that I spit got you bobbin' your head and snappin'. Humble as they come, well, but pop the pistol, I'm packin'. Confident and conscious, ain't trippin' off what I'm lackin'. Evaluate the situation, execute the tactic. Grindin' to the beat as she backin' up on my packet. Ain't into savin'. Hope, but she might just make me her captain. At least that's what I said. Fuck her head first and then I tap it. She said she bought the business, but really she was a ratchet. So get out on the track, bitch, keep bringing it back to daddy. You wanna join my team, I need some new rims on the caddy. The only thing you good at is sucking the fucking sadly. If you ain't with the business, I'm throwing the deuces
back. You get it crunk, punk. If you get crazy, you will get slumped. Not a step team, but you get stumped. We not quits cause we make you jump. You get it crunk, punk. If you get crazy, you will be strong, not a step to you to be strong. We not Chris cause we make you jump. You get it crunk, punk. If you get crazy, you will be strong, not a step to you to be strong. We not Chris cause we make you jump. You get it crunk, punk. If you get crazy, you will be strong, not a step to you to be strong. We not Chris cause we make you jump.
my track up. Y'all don't hear me though, turn the light slow. Y'all don't make it slow. Ayo, check it, bust it. Bust wide open.
I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a 10, won't be 10, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. I'm a body side chick, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got you back, you show until the end of time. Give me all that good love, cause it's all mine. Hit the pussy up, give that ass a smack. Hit it from the back, fuck me slow like daddy. Spit on a click, better use your tongue. Let you know what you're doing and make me come. Left leg down, right leg on your neck. Suck it while you're driving, about the car is a wreck. Say you want to eat, I got your plate. I can tell that you're starving and you can't wait. I'ma put your face in it. Love the way you tasting it. Lick it all up, no wasting it. I'm unique, no replacing it. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a 10, won't be 10, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. I'm a body side chick, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got your back, we show it till the end of time. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a 10, won't be 10, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine.
Step one, put your ass on the bed. Step two, I'ma give you some head. Step three, I'ma spit on the tip. Step four, I'ma ride that dick. Step five, you don't know how to act. Step six, make you come back to back. Step seven, hit it from the side. Get inside. Been 6 years and I'm ready to go. Gonna give you a prize for show. I'ma suck on your balls, can't tell me to stop. Then I'ma make you get on top.
I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a 10, won't be 10, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. I'm a body side chick, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got your back, for show until the end of time. Give me all that good loving, cause it's all mine.
You wonder why they call me bitch, cause I'm crazy and I got that shit. Hey, wonder why they call me bitch, hey, wonder why they call me bitch, I got some rhymes tight. You wonder why they call me bitch, cause I'm crazy and I got that shit. There's not a lot of frauds that can play my position. Opposition can piss, I give them everything they miss. They can't beat them, you join them, there's no getting rid of me. I was taught to play nice when dealing with my enemies. They need success, I put that all to their kidneys. If that don't lay them down, it's they pops in the ribbies. Must finish the job, cause they dad and they mom. Headshots only remember when they playing a song, nigga. I'm exceptional, consider me wolf of the streets. My hoes on the beat, my guards locked down in them correctional facilities. Duchess on the hustle, got a hand to the street. On my pound, get money, no sleep.com. Ground 24 hours a day, sleep when I'm gone. Time waits for no man, do this with no hands. Follow me blind, I got the vision it comes.
For my gangsters, hoes in my pimps, brothers and my sisters locked down in the pen. Do it for my city and my team, we going. Turn up times 10, we gon' do the shit again. This is for my gangsters, hoes in my pimps, brothers and my sisters locked down in the pen. Do it for my city and my team, we going. Turn up times 10, we gon' do the shit again.
Talk like they want it, but they don't never do it. Better do it, been in the booth, creating hella news to execute it. Next battle will be an execution, just to fire doing beat us down, but the rest is losing. But shit, no pity, I rose like Diddy, I'm a king like Biggie, attitude like 50. Get your ass shot like Nicki, if you come to my city, fucking with me. I dare nigga hit me, it'll be the dealing with a general, nuts like genitals, flow like vitamins, bars like minerals. This is for my gangsters, hoes in my criminals, so crack on the combo. Get your cake up, her dust playing cards, said put your ace up. Now nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up. Was just free coming, about the all the way bust.
This is for my gangsters, hoes and my pimps, brothers and my sisters locked down in the pen. Do it for my city and my team, we gon' win. Turn up times 10, we gon' do this shit again. This is for my gangsters, hoes and my pimps, brothers and my sisters locked down in the pen. Do it for my city and my team, we gon' win. Turn up times 10, we gon' do this shit again.
Five with me. ride with me.
Come on,
come on, vibe with me.
I'm a lyrical poet. To the title, I stay devoted. My component goes along with the tone and the can of sonin. Easily quoted from the one to take notice of grading my stature from rapper who's self-promoted. I'm reaching for high ground, reaching the fire round, teaching the tie and clown of my speech to supply stop forever glistening. For the ones ready to listen, enhance my mission to alleviate any damn suspicion. Raw's rendition is my way of thinking, linking your thoughts to your better vision, showing the vision, more than a spidgin, giving a lump sum, and penetrate like a dum-dum, leaving your skull, not sure if you want some. It's non-herbal, it's verbalist, proceed with caution and approach at your own risk, pose like a defense. There was the can't miss, giving the damn twist of the typical fan list, making your man twist like a spiritual band's list, making your fan miss for this lyrical stand, which I never claim to be the greatest, macho or even the bravest. I leave it up to the latest single ladies who want to be famous, who run like the stainless. You can't get crept on, but you ain't Teflon, so you forever remain nameless. My main aim is to spark flows and team brainers, with lyrics to float on water like regular gainers. I would never sink, no matter what you think, cause all my lyrics are well done, they never pink, but before blink, I could change up the menu, rearrange the venue, before I continue, then you run. The fight is a man, and how I control the crowd with the mic in my hand. And now I roll for rope like a dice in my hand, with a drive that cuts deep like a slice of the man with a machete. My motto, forever ready, go hard or go home, cause we're known to be deadly. Spitting the medley, delete you over while I'm floating over the track, and it's a fact, I leave it soaking. Critically broken when I touch styles without a token. Don't provoke a hit with some mic, just like a focus. Spit a verse, throw it down, and leave it smoking. I'm not joking, you can see the red in my eye. I'm not ready to die, but I'm ready to try to get my point across. As I shine, you know, force to make your ears pop like spicy hot sauce. The game is not lost, hip hop ain't dead, but you got to play the chorus if you want the bread. So many play the boss, but they work instead. There's a lot of rap cats in the game and they ain't scoring. Hop, they not and they plot a straight ball and they claim to be LJ. Now how they hate joints with fans that ain't scorching, brains and they ain't bullshit. Girls married to this track, there's no divorce in the numb. It's possible, but you know, it's straight distortion. Skills is brought to the game, proceed with caution again. You should be down in the frame like teen abortion. Bigger to come, harder to fall. So if you ain't ready to brawl, make sure the paramedics are called. And they got all the lights to force. Mystical mic fight is what I ignite with restriction. To set the game up, state your claim up. Cause if you ain't spitting that fire, you're just a lame. The roar's the name, what? Watch how I came up, turning the flame up. That means I'm burning your brain up. Changing the game up from the different insane stuff. Even your plane stuck with the lyrics that stay broke. I'm not pumped, I write rhymes to get checks. And when I get a track, I just treat it just like sex. And when I give it back, I just treat it just like next. Okay, vex, cause I ride a track like a jockey. I'm like Jim Carrey, mad. Somebody stop me, but don't block me, cause I'm balls off, it's hockey. I knock your front side like a bad game of hockey. That means I'm ruthless, I leave it toothless. The next time you think of the mic, you know who the truth is. Raw, like you never heard before. I came in the door, with more in store than the norm. And I'm just getting warm, so if you're ready for war, we can get it on. From night till the morn, from dusk back to the dawn, till the boat gets tired and one starts to yawn. But I'm on fire right now, so bring it on.
We are back. Welcome. Thank you for having me in your living room, in your car, in your headphones, wherever I'm at today. Definitely appreciate you. It is Dr. Divine in the building. Self-appointed doctor, you already know. I'm here for that bullshit, for the real shit, fake shit. I'm here for it all. Today in particular, we're talking about domestic violence. So there's seven different levels of it. First one we're going to talk about is physical abuse. So now, sadly, physical abuse is one of the most common forms of domestic violence. It involves the abuser exerting physical force to intimidate, strike fear into the hearts of their victim. This type of abuse leaves scars, marks, can result in a wide variety of chronic disease. Some manifestations of physical violence include, listen carefully so you know if you're a part of this, hitting, slapping, biting, choking. First of all, if you gotta bite me, you don't need to be with me. You got to bite somebody, you don't need to be with them. So hitting, slapping, biting, choking. Use of weapons. Damage of properties. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, so that means when you're breaking each other's phones, that's domestic violence. Kidnapping. Aggressive behavior. Again, hitting, slapping, biting, choking, use of weapons, damage of property, kidnapping, aggressive behavior, in case you weren't sure. Now, the use of weapons, we're going to go through each one. So the use of weapons, so, I mean, there's some couples who are fighting with actual weapons. Knives, forks, shoes, pocketbooks, those are all weapons. The weapon don't have to shoot a bullet, does it? It's still a form of a weapon. Damage of property is the big one because it comes to a place where you're breaking his game, breaking his trophies, his windows, scratching his car up. I'm sorry, but if you didn't know, that's all part of domestic violence. Raising your voice. The next one is sexual abuse. Now, as mentioned earlier, the Me Too movement brought sexual abuse into sharp focus. Many people who were silent, stood up for themselves now. They share the story of abuse with others. And this campaign has been crucial to helping arrest sexual offenders and bring them to justice. From workplace to public place, sexual abuse happens across spheres. Even in marriage, this happens. Can happen in marriage because some couples have a difference in beliefs when it comes to sex. You see, in marriage, there's some men, and it's usually the men, who believe we married, it belongs to me. So I can have it when I want, meaning that includes when she's sleeping. That includes during that time of the month. That includes if she may feel maybe she has a little irritation down there. It gets crazy. Some husbands believe that they are completely entitled to it and will take it in their sleep. And you could be at a party and like, hey, like, we're out in public. It's crazy. There are some men who believe that. I'm going to go to the women. There's some women who feel as though, you know, they're, what's the word I'm looking for? They are, what is the word? What is the word? They have low self-esteem. They lack confidence. And so they will do things like, well, have sex with me before you go. Or kiss me in front of, you know, while you're outside or while you're in front of your friends. Or they will want to, like, hug on you more, grab you more when there's other women involved. Grabbing on you, forcing you to put all of your attention on them, again, because there's another woman involved. Just because you are in a relationship with someone and this same, how do I say, wait, you're in a relationship with someone and the opposite sex comes around, you don't get to control what they do, their body movements, what they verbalize, their eyes, where they look. You don't get to do that. That's a form of abuse to unless you are in a religion that states, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. Other than that, you don't have the right to tell them they can't look at someone, they can't talk to someone, they can't hug someone else. I mean, a lot of those things I don't agree with either, but you don't possess that right. There are so many little things that can be misconstrued as abuse, verbal abuse. Let's go there. Words are powerful. And the wrong words can create fear and grave emotional abuse. Often verbal abusers comes from somewhere. It's like verbal abuse is a precursor to some form of physical abuse. And it's also a way of demoralizing a partner. Let me give you a few examples. Name calling. Out of your name, stupid bitch, ho, fuck you. You ain't gonna be shit. Yeah, it sounds awful. But just think of the ones who are actually having it said to them. It's crazy. And a lot of it comes because they don't have they don't have their own self-esteem. They have lack of self-esteem. They lack what they're bringing the significant other down about. So name calling you out of your name, threatening you, making threats, they're going to leave, or you can't do no better without them, or they're going to not pay bills, or they're not going to get, to get your maintenance done. If let's say you're a housewife and you're not working, they're not going to get your hair done or your nails done, or they're not going to buy you clothes, screaming and shouting in order to belittle you. In a sense of, you're not working, so you do what I say, type of situation. That's a form of abuse. That's a form of verbal abuse. Swearing and continuous humiliation. Saying little, and I'm saying it, but then I'm giving you a little example, saying little smart shit in front of their friends, or she don't clean up enough, or when you don't get your hair done, or just disrespectful things. How much weight did you gain? How much weight are you gonna gain? When are you gonna cook better? When are you gonna smell better? When are you gonna stop disrespecting me in front of my friends and talking over me? And have you heard it? Are you dealing with that? Talking about your body and your self-esteem in derogatory ways, laughing at your cherished beliefs. Oh, I'm gonna open up. I don't know. I'm gonna open up a beauty salon. I mean, you ain't gonna never be nothing, bitch. You gonna be just like your mother. You ain't gonna never have shit. You ain't gonna never do shit. All you wanna do is be right around this house. Is he saying that to you? Or is she saying, you ain't gonna never be shit, you'll never get no job, you always broke? Now, ladies, a lot of ladies can be good for this now. You ain't gonna never have shit. You are verbally abusing him. Maybe it's true. Maybe he won't. But if you find it necessary that you need to keep saying it over and over to him, then here's another maybe. Maybe you shouldn't be with him. Or maybe you shouldn't be with her. If she's this dirty, unclean, bad mother, dumb, stupid bitch, leave her alone. Walk away, because what you're doing, you're not helping her. You're not teaching her anything. You're abusing her. You're abusing him. Again, before I started, I said, maybe you don't know that you're abusing your significant other. Do you know by you? Okay, maybe he's not working, or maybe he lost his job, but do you know saying to him every day, when are you going to get a job? Why are you that? That's not just nagging. That is abusive. You don't get to do that. If you're not happy with what he is offering, then it's over. Move on. Tell him you don't want to deal with it anymore and move on. Don't look at him, be disgusted, and belittle him over and over and over and over again because he's not doing what you need him to do fast enough. That is a form of abuse. Don't belittle her because she can't clean or cook like your mother, or because she doesn't keep her hair done as often as you think she should. Or she doesn't smell like your ex, bitch. It just kills me with people who feel that they have the right to do these certain things. Once something uses derogatory words to describe you, that's a sign that the person doesn't respect you. Once someone does that, if they mock your body, your personality, or your cherished beliefs, then it's time to call it quits. Nobody does that loves you. Because a person that loves you, even if those things are wrong about you, if those things are not as good as they can be at the time that they are, someone who doesn't want to hurt you or hurt your feelings or hurt your relationship will be mindful about the things that they say. And I'm just simply saying, if you're not in a relationship where every time the person is speaking to you, they are mindful. Let me say this: if every time that you say you're talking to your significant other, you're mindful every time, you're respectful every time, no matter what. You may see flaws, but you don't pick them out. There might be a lot of wrong shit about them, but you don't say it. You keep it to yourself. You just hope or pray that it's better, or you do things to work around it. You never do anything with feelings, and you never would. Do you get that same in return? Are they tiptoeing around your feelings? Are they making sure that they're not hurting your feelings? Are they making sure that they're not doing any other things? Things happen. People get mad, people have arguments, people raise their voice. These things happen, but are they repetitive? Are they on a regular basis? Is it happening so often that you got to brace yourself before you go in the same room with them? That's not okay. That's not just a problem that's going to go away. That's abuse. The next one's emotional abuse. Seemed like that one should have been emotional abuse. But the next one, in emotional abuse, the abuser undermines the victim's self-worth, self-esteem, and self-independence. And this is the one most common ways abusers inflict woes on their victims. Some examples of emotional abuse. So, jealousy and throwing tantrums. I don't agree with that one. That emotional abuse. So, jealousy and throwing tantrums. Got to talk about it. Sometimes you can't help being jealous when you're really, really in love. A lot of people say jealousy, if you trust the person, you wouldn't be jealous. Now, I will say I don't all the way agree with that, because sometimes jealousy can come from the distrust of the other person, meaning that you can trust your man, husband, boyfriend, all you want, but you don't trust women. And so when he's in the company of other women, because you have a distrust of them, it may come off as if you're jealous of him speaking to them or him dealing with them. And no, it's not that at all. It could be circumstances that you've been involved with. My husband, personally, 30 years, never caught him cheating anything. Knock on wood, praise the Lord. But previous before him, I had pieces of shit men in my life. And that caused me to be jealous in nature, but not jealous of him. Just, I don't even know how to explain it, just not the non-trusting of females. I don't want you in his space because you can't be trusted. Not because I'm jealous, because you can't be trusted. And it's often hard to explain that. It can reek of jealousy. It can look like it's jealousy, but I definitely understand the women who did. Look, I'm not jealous. I just don't once you're in my man's face. You don't trust women. They're not to be trusted, just like men. Some can be, most can't. It is what it is. Okay, let's move on. The next one is gaslighting to make the victim feel like they're losing their mind. That's just plain fraud. You want to make them think like it's all their fault. They're the ones who are crazy. Always placing blame on the victim. And self-explanatory, pointing the finger, trying to, again, making them feel less than. Withholding affection and only giving it in exchange for something. Abuse. To say, no, I'm not giving you no ass. Unless you give me money to get my hair done. Or no, I'm not giving you no money to get your hair done unless you give me some ass. That's abuse. Here, you think it's simply playing the Gucci Gotti game. That is a form of abuse. And it also can send your significant others other places. You should try to figure out a way how to deal with that and not take the fun parts away, because some men and some women, it gets deeper than you saying no. It goes into a rejection sort of thing. Some people don't like rejection. No, don't matter what the no is for, it's a form of rejection, and it can send you into a spiral down. I'm telling you. So when you're mad at him or you're mad at her, try not to use sex as a weapon. Try not to use something you love as a weapon. Like, in a form, you're treating them like a child. You're putting them on punishment because you would take a child's game away or something, TV away, or something that they loved so much in order to teach a lesson. In some cases, most cases, it doesn't teach a child a lesson either. It only makes them more rebellious. Are you going to take my shit away? Okay. I'm going to do more of this or less of this. Form of abuse, again. Making the victim feel like everything is their fault. I feel like we covered that. Cutting off family and friends. Wow. Form of abuse. Because you can't get your way, because they're not doing what you want them to do in the relationship. You cut off the family. You cut off his mom. You cut off his sisters. I'm not gonna fuck with any of your family because I can't get this abuse. And how and why is it abuse? Because now he has to explain to his family why you're not dealing with him, why regular life is not regular life, why the kids can't come over, why the grandparents can't. You're causing a whole spiral. There are more signs of emotional abuse in a relationship. Ultimately, if you're not happy and you don't have any joy or peace while in a relationship, you should re-take a look at it. Next one is social abuse. Now, social abuse involves an abuser trying to damage the relationship with others, usually friends, family, or other vital people in victims' lives are cut off systematically. It can even go as far as restricting the movement of a victim. Here's some examples. Locking a victim in a house or an enclosed space for hours. You're bugging. Never letting that happen. But if you're in that type of situation, people are. there are people who are going through this, which is why I'm saying no judgment. I'm giving you options. Hide in the victim's keys and phone. Yeah, it sounds petty, but it's happening. People are going through it. You have your significant other is hiding your phone and hiding your keys so you can't leave and do the things that you need to do to function on a normal basis. That's a form of abuse. You're being abused. Asking the victim not to contact friends or family. You isolating them, telling them who they can talk to, who they can speak to. You don't want them to contact friends or family because you don't want the friends or family to tell them that you're fucking bugging and that they shouldn't be around somebody who's isolating them. You can't isolate someone because they're not doing what you want or because they're not giving you what you want. You can, but I'm trying to tell you it's unhealthy. If it's happening to you, it's unhealthy. Don't feel bad. Feel happy that you have a place that you can call and listen to, that somebody can point it out to you that it's not right. If you were thinking maybe or you weren't sure if it wasn't right, this is me helping you, telling you it's not. Forbidding the victim from meeting other people or going to public places. The ultimate goal of social abuser is to isolate you and make a victim feel like an abuser. It's all they have, but don't buy into it. Reach out to friends and family who have a heart and keep them close. It will serve you to best walk away from anyone who's manifesting signs of social abuse. We got two more, and we're almost out of time. Financial abuse. Financial abuse is a common tactic of many abusers. Some require that the victim seek their consent before making any purchase. At extreme levels, they seize the credit card of the victims and restrict them from making any purchase. Now, I would say if you don't have control over finances, then yeah, maybe your card should be seized. But when it gets to the point where you are, you're requiring the victim to seek consent before I make a purchase, unless we have a joint account. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with reaching out saying, hey, I'm going to get blah, 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 if it's a significant amount. But if I'm getting something to eat or I'm doing laundry or something like that, I don't see where I need to tell you that, where if I don't tell you that, it should cause a problem. That's a form of abuse. Didn't really know that. Another way to prevent a victim from holding any job that can, oh my goodness, the people, I know so many men who say, I'd rather her stay home and I'll go out and work. And they'll make the woman believe that they want them to be the housewife, but the truth is they don't want you out because they don't want no other niggas trying to talk to you. They don't want to risk the chance of you being around another man who could possibly show you a better way than what you're already receiving. So it's a form of holding you down, holding you back. Instead, they give the victim only a small allowance. This type of abuser ensures that the victim depends almost entirely on the abuser for survival, making it very difficult for the victim to leave. Now, sometimes that could be, you know, when you have a substantial amount of money, but it's not always that. Sometimes there's men who cook, clean, take care of the house, take care of the kids, take care of the bills. All he wants you to do is just be there when he wants you to be there. So he says. But when it comes time for you to go out or be with your friends or try to be a part of anything that doesn't include him, problem. Form of abuse. Again, the last one, technological. abuse. In this digital age, this is increasingly common form of abuse. Abusers take over the accounts of the partner, and they control who they interact with. They block and delete people who they don't like at will. Now, first, they stalk the victims online, tracking, monitoring their every move. It starts with getting access to the victim's account. Sometimes if these offenders are not privy to the password, they'll resort to hacking it. They may end up impersonating the victim or using their account for various purposes. Now, abusive behavior doesn't happen out of the blue. It's often years in the making. And if you look closely, you'll see the telltale signs. There's various kinds of abusers, and we just went through 7 of them. So if you're concerned that you're being abused, really think about the things that I said. Think about what you're going through in your relationship. Are you being abused? And right before you say, no, I'm good, I'm not being abused, are you the abuser? Are you doing these things and pretending that you're not? Nobody deserves to be abused. If you're the abuser, stop. Just stop. And if you're being abused, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to have enough and be fed up. I hope I helped somebody tonight. Love, peace, and head grease. We got 1 minute left. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Behind the Wall. Hobby 9:30. Don't miss it. Thanks for your time.
Bling and I.
Go.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
From the door, give a fuck, rep my city, it's New York from my core. Say I'm sounding like I'm fitting in a fight, and why she so hyper? I think they just mad cause my bars were way nicer. Crimes undeniable, splitting and well-blitted. So my team stay committed, by any means go get it. Double it, triple it, quadruple on the cash. Get some bitches on deck, carry weight in their ass. Right now we on some rap shit, can quickly get gutter. Fuck 50 for free, bitch, front if you wanna. On that D, mix with that loud and that perk. Keep that nigga play this love clock, hold it under skirt. You hating on me, Ruby, I have to show you how I work. One shot, two shot, hit your kidneys through your skirt. I'm all the way up, they calling me the answer. My name's spreading through the fucking game like cancer.
Toast squad winning, East Mr. Perfect, call me Kurt Hennig. On the way up, and it's the last inning. Said all we do is win, and it's been from the beginning. May 22nd, leak a hostile section. I'm a real Bronx nigga, B. You can check my reference. As long as I'm around, B, you gon' be in second. And I'm gon' make it hard for the niggas don't respect it. The piff is injected, the bars infected. Connected, so connected, go together like it's Tetris. Swag and my essence, all these white fears my exit. Told you from the presence, only right you get the message. So all the way up, I wake up, I see the stars, nigga. All the way up, my basement, that shit is Mars, and I never lay up. Can't say my shit ain't hard, can't stop me. The Glock stocky, nigga, watch me.